This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
AI chatbots have become increasingly integrated into various platforms, ranging from social media apps to search engines. One notable example is Meta AI, which is available on Meta's suite of apps, including Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. This friendly AI assistant aims to engage users in useful conversations and has gained attention since the launch of OpenAI's ChatGPT in late 2022. Meta AI, along with other AI chatbots like Anthropic's Claude, Microsoft's Copilot, and Bing AI, Amazon's Q, XAI's Grok, and Google's Gemini, have disrupted the tech landscape. These chatbots function as interfaces to large language models, which are systems trained on extensive datasets of text and can recognize word usage patterns and predict text based on context. Despite their conversational abilities, these AI chatbots still lack human-like comprehension of language. They continuously refine their understanding of language to enhance their response accuracy. While they excel at generating natural-sounding text and can perform tasks like writing, summarizing, translating, and conversing, they primarily rely on patterns and predictions rather than true comprehension. AI chatbots are useful for repetitive and text-based tasks like filling out forms and brainstorming. However, their limitations become apparent when it comes to numerical tasks, forward planning, and discerning factual accuracy, especially in current events. Experts caution that these chatbots can produce inaccurate or fabricated content, leading to what they call hallucinations. Additionally, they can inadvertently replicate or amplify problems present in their training data, display inequity across languages, and even misuse copyrighted content. The flaws in AI chatbots have contributed to skepticism among residents of New Jersey. A recent poll conducted by Stockton University revealed that the majority of the state's residents express low levels of trust in the ethical and responsible use of AI. Many also believe that AI will worsen the spread of false information. While some chatbots, like Microsoft's offerings, utilize OpenAI's GPT-4 language model, many others use proprietary systems like Meta AI's Llama 3. These chatbots gather information from various sources, including publicly available internet resources. Notably, Google has recently signed a $60 million deal to use Reddit posts to inform its Gemini system. However, the use of AI chatbots has sparked controversies surrounding copyright infringement and the reuse of content without permission. Publishers, including the Associated Press and the New York Times, have alleged that tech giants like Microsoft and OpenAI reuse their articles and attribute inaccurate information to them through AI-generated content. The potential scraping of information without consent from content creators has raised legal concerns. Concerns about privacy and data collection have emerged as well. The Mozilla Foundation, responsible for the Firefox browser, has warned users about providing too much information to chatbots. They recommend caution regarding sensitive information, access to photos and cameras, ad tracking, password strength, and data deletion when no longer using an app. In conclusion, AI chatbots have emerged as useful tools for engaging users and performing various tasks. However, they still have limitations in understanding language and can produce inaccurate or fabricated content. Concerns about copyright infringement, data privacy, and ethical usage of AI continue to be important considerations in the development and deployment of chatbot technology.